Blog Talk Radio.
You're always at home. Topics related to problems I had up and down or whatever, but my life has been, I will have to be honestly to describe it, it has been a little bit troubled not by me, I would say outside of me, not getting the opportunities and being a target of someone else's, what I would say, misplaced envy. Because I have so much adversity, I don't know what they got me envy about. But the truth is, I'm struggling like a lot of people. But I also have a, you know, belief that things will change, and they do. Eventually, there's always a change. The challenges to making a music in life for me is to know that despite all the obstacles, I do know that the, you know, the dark clouds come. Maybe I have a few more than others and other people, but they always go away for the sunshine to come out. Real life, that's true. The world, in different world, it's going to change. You know, dark clouds, but then I realized that light, the sunlight will come out the next day. It doesn't last. Darkness doesn't last. It never do. But in actual life, a human being, some changes takes a long time. People may be doing the same thing for 20 years, living in the same place, then they finally move. Or it may take a little change or big change. Some changes may take quickly, or little or big changes may happen, you know, quite quickly or frequently, but for other people may take a very long time. But no matter what, there is a change. They're always going to change. Things never stay the same. My past is for me to understand, but to let go, because I want to transition to the present and the future, because I want to let go of the past. Well, anyway, my challenges to making a music in life is that it's just, it's hard for me to explain, because I feel that my life has been troubled by the lack of opportunities and the chronic adversity and the darkness that came upon me, because it's been like that since I was born. You know, grew up in a broken home. You know, poverty, abuse, targeting, outcasts, picked on by other children, and picked on a teenager, ostracized, outcast, abuse. Then move on to the adulthood, try to find myself, and maybe in some areas I wasn't given that chance like others. You know, I'm not complaining. You know, I feel I was given a bad set of cards, I was given the best chocolates in the box. You know, but I have to know that I have to make the best out of it. I can't necessarily blame others. It's up to me to make changes in my life. You know, because I have a lot of good things going. On the other side of this coin, some of this troubleness have been have inspired me to write music about it. So writing music, like writing a song called Outcast about my early part of my life, because essentially I was ostracized in my growing up, and was because of ignorance. You know, a lot of people were shallow and superficial, I felt, and they didn't understand diversity, and they were basing their value system. You know, people around me, you know, some of the children I grew up with or adults, how much money you have and who's the most beautiful and who was the richest, who was the smartest. And I guess I didn't fit in any of those categories necessarily. The only category that they put me under to some degree was the smartest, but didn't get the number one, the top row for that. But nevertheless, I didn't, you know, at the time, because I didn't work on my issues, you know. I didn't have somebody to work on, but then I had people to guide me to realize that the truth of the matter is it wasn't me so much. It was just me needing to love myself and accept myself who I was, but I didn't have any support system. As I realized this is that I just didn't fit into the box. It's like a box that people just fit in, you know. Not that I tried to I'm going to just intentionally not fit in a box. I was just pretty much who I was. And being unique in this society can be painful, because people pick on people who are diverse and different. As they pick on, you know, people who look different from them, or, you know, prejudice as well as ignorance. So I grew up in that motto, and to find that love of thyself was so essential. So one of the challenges that I faced that I worked a lot on, and that I always know that will always be the case, no matter where I go until the day I leave this earth naturally, is that I have to, let's see, I have to love myself and try to appreciate myself, develop an ego in myself when I'm doing that, thinking myself so highly because the world, I know if I go out there, will never give it to me the way that I should because it's too skewed to give to for it to give it to me. Yes, it's very difficult. I should have, you know, things that I should do. Or, you know, and to make sure that if I love myself, I should do things to make sure that it becomes more reality in action, not just in thinking and words. And there, you know, I have to take responsibility for things that I, you know, don't work on, like I procrastinate and stuff, but I'll get to that in a minute. But I always have to look at myself first because if when I love myself and try to love myself as much as I can, then love will come back to me the way that I want to. Because the world is just not going to give it to me. The grass, is the grass greener on the other side? I realize it's got more complex, but the truth is it's not, because I also, as I learn, people are have different shoes to fill, but at the same time, you know, it's like, well, they're getting all that money here. They're winning the lottery. They're falling in love. They have it. I got to get that, too. When is my turn? But, you know, things happen for a reason, but at the same time, I deserve that, too. Other things I need to work on is just try to get within society to utilize the tools, you know, finding, you know, for example, you know, schooling, but, you know, getting the employment to back it up, the right employment to back it up. You know, I was hired as a tutor, you know, and I was hired as this, but I really wanted to be, you know, out there in a job, but they won't accept me because I don't have this, I don't have this. So the marginalization is a problem. So it's more the marginalization. And I've been working on that, and I had to make the right decisions. You know, I know I'm the last person to prejudge or make fun of anybody, because that is the truth. Because I know that I am been through hell and back, and I am in no position to prejudge or to make assumptions about others or tell what others. Should be, or what should they do in their lives. So that is how it is. Music is an expression of that darkness that I went through for so long, and it's pure joy because it's positive. You know, writing the song that you heard forever at the time is about falling in love. Yeah. The problem is that I expressed myself in a rock and roll tense when I did it, you know. My voice got better and better over the years. At the time, it's like, rock and roll. You know, it's like, yeah, there's Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. You know, Bruce Springsteen and AC/DC and, you know, those kinds of things. So, you know, those kinds of things. So rock and roll, you know, I was told to sing it that way in the studio. I was like, yeah, I'm writing this song too and co-producing it. Yeah, what are you going to tell me? Well, anyway, you know, so that's the thing, you know, but, you know, I love to collaborate. It's good to collaborate with music because it gives me a new, motivation and focus to work with someone else's ideas too, because you know music is part of creativity, and creativity is diverse and unique within each person. So when I work with Dave Waterbury, the producer, I thought he was very gifted, but also I thought, you know, that he also gave me a lot of ideas on how the song is. So I came in with the idea of how the blueprint, how the song, I arranged it, this is where the music goes, and I created a melody, singing a melody, or you know, there's a piano, whatever, and tap it, and that's that. I'm bringing something that the sounds similar to what I want on the song, and he helps me bring that focus into a reality. And he's a good sponge, but at the same time, he brings his own creativity to the song, and then it turns into a magic focus, and it comes out in, as a combination. Because usually when I'm in, I have all these ideas, and then when I'm in the studio with him, it can be, I learned about improvising, where you just, all of a sudden, you're just there, you're just, okay, we can do this, and then, oh, that's a good idea, and start clapping, you know, so, if you hear the song Unique, that's clapping, and, the chorus. So, or, you know, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, add something and come up with his idea. Mm-hmm. He is really a gifted producer and musician, but I felt my gifts to interpret how the song is and then to, with the words and the melodies and how the, you know, and him to help me as we put together how the instruments correlate to the song. It's really a great thing, and I appreciate it. I'm just like this poet, and I just come in, and it's like, okay, yeah. So, and then vocally, I try to put my interpretation of how the song is. You know, since it's a rock song, so, like, you know, raspier, you know, like, Forever the Time. You know, Forever the Time, you know, how I feel, but I also put a unique side of my voice because I do have an unusual voice somewhat, so it has been trained and developed. At the time, Forever at the time, I was had a guy who was teaching me how to do high and low, really low notes on being a rock singer. So I was singing in a very low tone. So my voice wasn't as developed as it is now, but it was a process of what was going on. So that was good. Now, Unique, you know, I have that very low, soft voice, you know, and then I have that high tenor. So that very low, soft voice, you know, it's just, I guess, it's, you know, Unique is just my, you know, the years of struggle and making music and the response of the record companies. Again, the troubledness came in because I wasn't given that opportunity, you know. No, you can't write. I can't sing. This is what the comments were. I can't sing. I can't write. I don't have the image. I don't have the talent. You don't belong in the music industry. All that is negative, 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 dream killing. Look on my Duff Knight's channel, you know, I write all these stuff. You know, don't take someone's dream. That's not true. You know? I mean, that is wrong. I mean, even if, you know, when I was singing with groups, jamming groups, you know, and I had a bad day on stage or a good day, I still should be able to create, you know? Mm-hmm. It's about the recording. It's about the artistry, you know? Artistry is diverse. You have a good and a bad day, you know, it's about expression of the soul and give that person or that musician, you know, like me, or the chance to express himself and to be recognized as a full-fledged artist. I mean, I don't care if they show an old video of me falling, jumping up and down, screaming like a hyena, because I did sound like AC/DC and I did sound like Axl Rose. I don't care if they use public access show because it doesn't matter. That was a long time ago. It's almost like me trying to compare now to 1775. Listen, this ain't 1775. Shoo. Then again, if it was, I'd be in slavery. No way. If I was, I would run to Europe, try to breed a royal family to get some of that dough and that money, just right before the revolution. But the thing is that the thing is that This is, you know, that's the past. This is 2016, the 21st century. Don't tell me something that happened, 10 years ago. Come on. When I was, 19? 16? Listen. Sit on it. This is 2016. I had to add that in. But still, seriously, you know, just expression of soul, you know, or whatever it is. It's just what I'm feeling, you know. I love to express my soul. You know, I would love to act. Yeah, act. But I act and I love to talk. I love to write. I love to play. I love to sing. You know, I'm a diverse artist, you know. But it's just part of my soul, you know. But the darkness that came upon me, which I felt was like unwanted, I just didn't understand why. I'm like, I'm trying to be positive, you know. And it comes to with individuals who were hurting in themselves and wanted to hurt me. Or it comes to suffering. And I just didn't understand it. And that's the serious note that I deal with. Why do I have to deal with this, you know? Then I realize it's probably something I haven't fixed inside myself, because I'm trying to fix myself on the inside, because it's so important. Believe me, if you want to find love, go look at yourself in the mirror and work on that as much as you can, because that is the only way you can get through anything. You can find love, you can find a partner, you can get a husband, you can have a lot of fans, you can be the most famous person in the world, you can be the Queen Elizabeth II. Oh, the Queen Elizabeth, she's 90 years old, yeah, been on the throne since 1952. That's amazing. Boy, she had a very interesting life. Mm-hmm. Well, all I have to say for her is that I wish her a happy birthday at 90 years old. But I wanted to ask her, the Queen Elizabeth II, if you can hear me, I hope you can hear me, in London, let me have your throne. I need a break, you know. I need to be responsible, too. I got to enjoy it, too. I am who I am. Most people don't give a damn. Well, anyway, back to serious talk. You know, seriously, just joking, but still. You know, I had struggles all my life, and I procrastinate. Another challenge is I procrastinate, and I say I'm going to do something, and I'm kind of like mercurial a little bit. I'm not trying to be, you know. I'm trying to be consistent. You know, the erratic, you know, it's just like something comes up, you know. It's caused by unexplained upsets, or just something went out of my control. Just, I could be planning something, and it's kind of like a tidal wave just coming, just blow, make everything in my home just go out, you know, just get thrown up in the air and just, you know, everything just turn into a big mess. You know, everything's neat. Okay, I'm finna go, and then, oh my God, oh my God, I gotta start all over again. That's how I feel my life has been sometimes. It's like unexplained. I guess, you know, I study astrology, and the only thing is I do have Uranus on my chart strongly. Uranus deals with chaos and unpredictability as well as genius. You know, it's in my ninth house. It's close to my 10th house. So I don't know. Maybe, you know, mid-heaven, unique, odd. You know, I'm just plain odd. It's good to be odd. I'm pretty much who I am. I am who I am, okay? Most people don't give a damn. Well, anyway, the truth is, I'm just having fun here. But still, I'm sorry about the long pause. I needed a good laugh. We all need a good laugh. I hope you hear me here. Well, I have music out there for you to listen to. But Uranus is something else. Especially when it's squared, afflicted. I don't know. People don't believe in astrology. Yeah, I know. Find something to believe. You can believe in Christianity. Hooray! Judaism. Yay! or whatever you want. Yay! And me, I believe in Buddhism, Judaism, Christian. I believe in it all. Keep your mind, options open. Well, anyway, I'm just saying that, unconventional, but it's great to be unconventional. You know, you have to like yourself. I have to like myself. I'm working on it. You know, I have my ups and downs. You know, it's just like up and down, you know. And then another thing, I need to ignore things, you know, just keep calm about things, you know. You know, being gifted or having some talents can also acquire with unusual upset, you know. It's kind of like, what did you say? Oh, no, don't you dare. You know, it's kind of like I have to ignore things. You know, I'm not a kid. You know, this is not fifth grade. I mean, I do know people who are worried about what happened in fifth grade. I ain't worrying about what happened in 1982. I don't. Then again, you know, 1982, Ronald Reagan was president, right? Yeah. He was president from 1981 to 1989. So that's a good information to know about 1982. But I don't know what happened in 1982. What happened in 1982? Do you have any facts? Listen, it's over. The past is over. Well, anyway, I'm just doing my thing, and I will work on myself. And I hope you like my music. Because unique is about just overcoming obstacles, you know, because I was rejected from record labels. I mean, I was told I couldn't sing, I couldn't write. I didn't have the image. I had to have somebody. I mean, unique sales records. Being odd does sell. If you got a guy who really has got something weird about them, and they're on stage and drawing crowds, you better put them in a record recording studio and make a record, because that person could make millions. Just like W. Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses. You know, in 1987, scream and scream and scream, yeah, welcome to the jungle, you know, welcome to the jungle, you know, cool it, Axel, you know, stop it, you know, the Axel ain't who, what, when, where, why. This ain't no comedy show. Listen, seriously. I had to take a pause for that. But Axel is, you know, he's unique, and his unique personality and his unique sound has helped Guns N' Roses sell over 100 million records. David Geffen was a smart businessman, yeah. And our first album sold 30 million records. All that screaming was one part of it. And the genius of Slash guitar and the others, you know. But nevertheless, we are all gifted in one way, and I'm working on myself. So there's also, you know, Outkast Forever, and you know, there's a lot of, you know, I hope you like my songs and listen to it. You have a good night from Dove Knight, the one and only. Amen. Goodbye. Bye.